Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for 93.7 The Fan's inaugural hot dog eating contest.
Here we go. Pittsburgh has had its share of iconic sports moments, Chris. We've hosted World Series.
Bill Mazeroski in Game 7.
AFC Championship games.
Chris Kunitz against Ottawa in 17.
Stanley Cup Finals. NCAA tournaments. All
Jerome
of them.
Jerome Lane smashing a backboard.
All that pale in comparison to what is about to happen here.
The seven men will enter.
Ever 93.7 The Fan hot dog eating contest. Seven men enter, only one will win.
And all seven of them appear to be somewhat concerned at the sheer size of the Frankfurters here, with the exception of one man. We went through T-Bird, who's a mystery, wasn't involved in this. I took a quick video. I wanted a 10-second synopsis from our contestants. They all appeared vaguely worried, except for Harry Callis, who said, "I like food." Hello.
He is sweating. That was rumored. That came up before the start of this, and it is true. He does have a little bit of perspiration.
There's a bit of a glaze on Harry Callis, much like on these hot dogs, which just everybody has observed these things and wondered if they bit off more than they could chew here.
If you're listening over the air, 93.7 FM, that's great. 93.7thefan.com, we have a video stream there. We also have our Instagram page, 93.7thefan. It's live there. And our YouTube page, which has been up for a few months, can watch it there too, yeah. 93.7 The Fan. Hundreds of people already dialed in for this, Chris. They're getting a live look at this.
There's a palpable
right
buzz
now.
In the room.
Absolutely. Josh Rountree will be here momentarily. He'll be the play-by-play voice of this. He's trying to get a big play-by-play gig. He applied for the Steelers job.
This is high pressure, and you've got to call it perfect in the moment.
There might be a Penguins radio gig opening up. This is demo reel
material. Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is formal stuff.
He has called this.
This isn't college radio. This is a 93.7
yes.
Fan inaugural hot dog eating contest.
He has called Whippeal championship games and state championship games, and he has declared this the biggest moment of his sports broadcasting career. And why wouldn't it be?
I think he's being accurate with that synopsis here.
So everyone has hot dog buns and hot dogs in front of them right now. They have not put the hot dogs in the buns because some are not going to do that. They're going to eat them separately.
Seth Lundy is going to, he's got a large, like, Stanley-looking thermos.
Yep.
He's going to do bun dipping.
Hey, Donnie is hot sauce. Is that a preference? Is that?
Donnie's got Gatorade, three waters. Donnie
a Hulkamania looks, shirt, the guns are out.
Donnie looks like he is champing at the bit. Like, you've got to keep this horse in its stall right now. Here's the thing, though.
And Callis looks like he has
Callis
already a wardrobe malfunction.
He looks totally. Here's something about Callis that has me nervous for everyone else. Donnie wore Hulkamania. Seth's got a headband. Dom's got sunglasses to hide the tears
too
that are going to hit.
Well,
no. T-Bird is just kind of hanging out. Bechtold's got the American flag.
It might have smoked a lot of pot before.
Sean, don't call me Randy Myers. Is that a Mariners Ichiro Griffey? Callis is just wearing a Navy t-shirt like it's any other day to him.
Yep.
That makes me nervous for everyone else. This might just be easy work for
Callis.
You're
saying he just calls this lunch.
Exactly. It's like the old line in the Street Fighter movie. For everyone else, it was the biggest day of their lives.
Well,
for me, it was Wednesday.
Shout out to Chef Homer from Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Provided the hot dogs,
these
grilled
are
them.
These safe. This is all good.
He did not skimp.
No. He went with the big boy.
These aren't Dollar Dog Night
no.
hot dogs.
No.
These, are
these
big,
aren't convenience store hot dogs.
Girthy,
yes.
Johnny Sin style
yes.
hot dogs, folks.
Jason's brand.
They are massive. So the over-under for total hot dogs has already gone down.
Quarter pound of beef.
He prepared 100. I'm not convinced 100 are going to be consumed.
Are you convinced 50 are going to get consumed right now? Just by the contestants. We got seven people. That's an average of seven per person. I don't think we're getting halfway home.
No.
We've got a large gallery forming here that might be able to eat a couple of these just recreationally.
Before we get to the official proceedings and we begin with our national anthem, any final thoughts here on what we're about to take in?
You know, I want to laud and really praise all seven competitors for their
they
bravery.
They deserve a little round of applause.
But it kind of reminds me, you know, they always say the two greatest words in sports are game seven. I'd say the four greatest words in sports from today forward are hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
Anything can happen in a game seven. Anything can happen in this contest. Dom could even win. I doubt it. Bechtold could get to five hot dogs. Doubt that too. But I do think we're going to be surprised. And I think it's by the man with Jason Kelce on his shirt and ice in his veins.
Well,
my formal prediction,
yep.
Seth Lundy's going to take this thing home. He's the only one exercising strategy. I think Callis is just going to be enjoying eating hot dogs too much. Look at him.
I like the way Donnie's dialed in. So Donnie,
Donnie hasn't looked up
right
in
now.
Like 10 minutes. No. He's like Braun Strowman or something.
Jack Hillgrove is here. He is the official timekeeper. He'll be shouting out, we're 1 minute in, 2 minute in. This is a 10-minute time limit.
And he's also going to keep the count. Hold it. Well, now we've really got the man of
yes,
the hour.
Yes, and our play-by-play man, Josh Rountree, has just walked in. Jack, we need you to go back, though, and get the golden jug to go to the winner of this. We need the golden jug, something that Austin has been fondling and getting comfortable with. That'll be the last time he touches that jug and last time he touches the jug for some time overall.
He will be touching buns very shortly, though.
Josh, sit down. Take your seat here.
I have to get my notes out.
Oh, he's made a chart.
Good.
He made a
good
play-by-play chart.
Well, we've got 4 minutes until time here. Pony, your final thoughts.
Well,
there's mine.
I told
Seth
you, I'm going with Donnie. I think at least one person pukes.
And puke is automatic DQ.
Yep.
Any other bodily function that isn't you eating is a DQ.
Yeah, and
we will tell everybody. Hold on, we have to do this because we did it on the air. I don't know if they heard. If the timer hits and you have put the last bite of a hot dog in your mouth before the timer hits zero, you will be permitted to finish chewing that hot dog and have it count towards your total.
Are you aware of that rule, Josh?
So we have we have an after the fact, a post 10 minute. It's like injury time in soccer. It ends sort of when we say it ends.
Or in football, if you get the playoff before zero, it's allowed to count.
An untimed down kind of thing, yes.
There's the golden jug. You're the keeper of the jug, Jack.
Hold that jug.
Do we have Mary Hours ready, Charlie? Can we hear Charlie down the line here? She's ready? All right, now everyone stand at attention here. Remove your caps for the singing of the national anthem by KDK TV's Meteorologist of the Year, Mary Hours.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the Ray.
Woo! Mary Hours, everyone. Thank you, Mary. She'll be performing at a Steelers preseason game in August, and I'm not sure when her next album comes out. Thank you, Mary, for being a part of history. The first ever 93.7 The Fan Hot Dog Eating Contest. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
That was
Josh,
beautiful.
Josh was overcome by emotion
early on
in the song.
I really was.
Josh, we will now turn things over to you to set the scene. And
about a minute left here until we're supposed to get go time.
This is something, and thank you for tagging me in. I feel like the guy that does the Kentucky Derby.
He just comes in the last minute and does the play.
Does the cool stuff, yeah.
He's never heard from again. All right, guys, are we ready? No. Why are half of you standing up right now? Are you going to stand and eat?
I ain't sitting down, says T-Bird.
All right. Callis, Myers, Bechtold.
T-Bird.
Intern. Seth.
T-Bird's better.
And Donnie.
Who needs to move? Andy, move. Here we go. You're in the shot.
Josh, I think our official timekeeper is Jack Hillgrove. How about Jack gives us a final count here when we're ready?
Yes.
Countdown from five.
You want me to do it?
Yep.
Five, four, three, two, one. Eat.
And we're off.
And they're off. Callis just getting right after.
He is squeezing that thing. It's like he's making love to that hot dog.
Callis has suddenly, the smile is off of his face. He is focused. He's eating two-handed. Looks like a bear attacking a campsite.
And Lundy, just like he talked about on the pregame show, is going with the hot dog in one hand and soaking the bun down with the water in the other.
It's a bold move. It's sickening, but
already I'm noticing something about Hulkamania down here, though. It seems that he is being flummoxed and stymied by the sheer size of the dog in question.
Is anybody at one yet? We're counting down to see if anyone's
at one. Seth has
a bun.
I think the strategy here is important, fellas. Standing against sitting. That's something I think we're seeing early on here. Callis sitting.
He set the pace. Callis is at one, folks.
Dom appears to just be relaxing
T-Bird,
and eating.
T-Bird has finished one. We have
T-Bird. T-Bird, a total sleeper.
T-Bird
at six
with
to one
down.
I'm noticing something in the middle of the table flanking T-Bird. Dom and Bechtold just appear like they're having a free lunch here. I just don't think there's really any motivation
this is a
here to
pathetic
win.
Performance
Lindbergh,
out
we
of
might
Bechtold.
Need to check on Seth here. I think we already have one down. He's down to one.
He is dipping buns.
Bechtold, start eating. Come on.
Dom complimenting the chef here and saying these are pretty good hot dogs while he's a quarter of the way through his first.
Dom looks like he's trying to be the coolest kid in school and failing miserably.
We have light sweat building on Donnie football.
There's one.
There's light sweat building on Donnie football right now.
His girlfriend in the house. What a turn on.
Let's get a time update here from Jack Hillgrove. We have
T-Bird
a minute
has,
40
T-Bird gone. Has down two hot dogs.
That's set two, the pace.
That is we have, two for T-Bird.
Could he have taken sativa before this?
Callis
see,
also
no performance enhancement. He just has a shirt that says sound engineer Callis, and a lot of tattoos.
Callis is hitting the water frequently at the end of the table. He's bite water right now. And we are 2 minutes down right now. Callis munching away at the end. Sean, don't call me Seth or Randy Myers in the Mariners jersey.
Still working on hot dog
a
one.
A slow eater, yeah. He's still on number one. That's,
deliberate.
That's not a good...
Donnie appears to be
3 minutes to eat one hot dog.
Callis is just moving like a tremendous machine down here.
Soaked bun is
making a mess
really
for Lundy.
Terrible.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's so disgusting. I can't even describe it appropriately. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Just
guys,
the soggy bun falling out of Seth Davis' mouth right now.
Boys, early on here, we're not a third of the way through. I think we've got a two-horse race developing. One is the horse we all thought it was going to be, and that's Callis.
Now up to three.
T-Bird,
however,
plans
is about to hit his third. Callis also, two different strategies, boys, with water usage. Seth properly dipping. Callis appears to again be using the grizzly bear attacking campsite.
Sean Myers.
Slugging water down.
We're
Seth
3 minutes
just letting
down.
The hot dog
three minutes
rest
down.
In the water.
You know what?
Bobbing in there.
It's a bold move, but
it's
I think
floating.
I respect it. Is that we have two down for Donnie, who has started to rally. He's
but he's
know
already
what?
Changed strategy.
Yeah,
the hot dog is out of the bun for Donnie.
He has. Donnie's going straight wiener to the mouth right now.
That is the only time you're going to say that phrase in that order, probably in your entire career.
As expected, the race for the bottom, intern Dom and little Austin.
Yeah.
One for Austin.
We've got a lot of people, including some celebrities, watching the feed. Sean Gentile of The Athletic, soggy buns on the feed, I might get sick. And he then said, intern Dom has made a fan out of me.
And an update on Callis, he is up to four, folks.
We have two contestants right now who have zero hot dogs down. It is Bechtold, who is... No, he's one down.
Callis is on a one dog per minute pace right
Correct.
Now. He's on a one dog per minute pace.
He's actually ahead of a one dog per minute pace.
No, don't move that one.
That equates to 10 dogs.
Sean Meyers
dogs
just, okay,
is the over-under right now.
There we go.
T-Bird is at 3, but I'm already seeing signs of strain on T-Bird's face. Those thin wire rim glasses. He's shaking his shoulders. He says, no, I'm good.
And guys, an update on Callis. He has switched to the Seth London strategy. He's dipping the bun in the water
now. Has intern Dom finished one hot dog yet? It's taken him 5 minutes to eat one hot dog.
And ladies and gentlemen, is an upset brewing. T-Bird is tied. Callis at 4.
Callis also showing maybe signs of fatigue. He's nodding like
a
boxer.
He's slowing down. He's staring. There's a glaze over his eyes right now.
And we're now at the point in time.
He is slowed down, folks.
Pony, Josh, we're now at the point in time where I think it's worth questioning whether Callis's empty stomach strategy was accurate.
Very good point.
I did not have Callis as the first to yak, but
we are halfway.
5 minute mark.
Donnie is up to 3.
Donnie is on 3. Seth Davis is on to 2.
Seth has been
intern
so slow.
Intern Dom
here.
Still working on his first hot dog. 4 for T Bird, 2 for Bechtel.
Seth.
Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, is on 1, and we have 4 hot dogs completed by Nick, Harry, Callis. We have a race brewing, though, here, folks.
T-Bird.
We have T-Bird and Callis, my friend.
Nobody saw T-Bird coming.
Callis.
He bought his own water, which might be laced with a performance-enhancing drug, but there are no drug tests for
that's
this.
That's what Aaron Pryor's corner had. Get him the special water, the one I mixed.
Drugs.
And it gave him that needed boost. Paul Alexander in here, he's a boxing man. He knows what I'm talking about.
And the peanut gallery seems to be rooting for Donnie.
Oh, Donnie's got the biggest rooting
Donnie
section. His girlfriend Sarah's here. Your wife Amanda is here, Pony.
Wait a minute. Four minutes remaining. 4 minutes remaining. Callis.
Seth at 3.
Callis is getting close to finishing 4. T-Bird is going to the water frequently now. They're not sliding down the gullet like they used to for T-Bird.
Donnie, you can do it.
Seth and Donnie down here with an interesting battle.
Look at
Dom is still not finished.
Dom. 5 for Callis.
5.
Look at this guy, the pork missile punisher, Harry Callis.
The pressure's squarely on T-Bird, but he dismisses Callis and immediately gets back to eating.
T-Bird going after it. He's the sausage smuggler.
Did you hear that shout? Donnie, disappointing Sarah was a noise that was heard.
Oh, wow.
It happens, Donnie. It happens.
T-Bird,
wait a minute.
He's at 5.
He's at 5. He's on 5. Callis is on 5.
And look at Callis.
Look at Callis. There is a dead look in the eyes of Harry Callis right now.
3 minutes remaining.
There's 3 minutes to go.
Harry Callis, considering every life choice that brought him to this point.
Callis just screamed something guttural.
It was like...
Look at Callis go. He's the herder of Frankfurter. Here he goes, Callis. He's revving it up. Callis just munching. My word. City Limits is just casually eating lunch.
Gentlemen, with about 2 minutes to go and some change, I have to ask, what do we do with ties?
2 and a half to go.
What do we do in the event of a tie?
That is a good
first,
point.
First hot dog down?
An eat-off.
An eat-off.
Whoever
eat
gets off. A hot dog
A one-minute
down.
Eat-off.
A 1 minute eat-off. A sudden death eat-off if we have a tie.
Dom still has not T-Bird, a single hot dog yet.
I got to tell you, T-Bird just gave me a look, guys. It doesn't look good for T-Bird. He just looked at me and shook his head.
And a good time
like
to remind everyone.
We should remind all contestants, there is a garbage can directly behind Sean. Don't call
T-Bird
me Seth Meyers.
But Josh, at two-minute mark, if you puke, you are disqualified.
If you puke, you're out. 2 minutes to go. If you puke, you're out. T-Bird at 5. Callis at 5. Meyers still working on number 2. Bechtold's given up. Dom never started trying.
No, he's not at 1. He still has a bite left.
Dom has just finished his first hot dog.
Dom
is on to hot dog number 2, maybe. Donnie Football working on his 5th hot dog right now.
90 seconds left, Josh.
Donnie pulling you
with Seth Meyers with 3. Donnie looking to make a late run, but he's got to get
T-Bird
moving, folks.
T-Bird and Callis appear to be neck and neck right now.
T-Bird hitting the water. He's the bratwurst basher. Look at him. Look at him fly, folks. Oh, he gives me a look there. Oh, they might be coming up on
Keeper. I give Austin credit. He got to three.
Austin has gotten to three. Congratulations to
his own personal goal. He got there.
He has hit the over.
Callis appears to have a large campground around him right now.
Callis is on to five. The crowd urging rising to
1 minute.
1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. T-Bird with five and Callis with five. Donnie just behind with four. Seth, not the basketball analyst, Davis has three.
T-Bird is looking down at Callis and observing him.
Callis with two massive bites from Callis. My word. T-Bird asking T-Bird for the block.
34. T-Bird drops number five down. He's on his side.
Oh, T-Bird the first to six. He's the gouger of Georgia Hawks. T-Bird.
Callis forced to dig deep. T-Bird must need to prepare another dog. He needs to prep a dog.
Uh-oh, I thought Callis might throw up.
Callis shaking his head no.
Seth Davis.
Nine, eight, seven.
Here they come. Six for Taylor.
Has a bite left.
Callis, get there. Hit a wall. Two, it's over.
One win.
T-Bird wins. The footlong finisher. The wiener whisperer.
And down goes Callis. I think he just lost his lunch.
Callis has thrown up.
Oh, my God.
Well, but T-Bird is the winner with six hot dogs.
Well, now, let's bring over our winner here, Josh, if you don't mind. A great job calling the action.
Thank you, Josh. T-Bird,
come take a seat. Definitely a career maker.
They don't even know his last name here. He's known only as T-Bird, like a soccer star going by one
name.
Josh,
if you don't mind, let's let T-Bird take the mic.
Josh, we'll have T-Bird set here in the middle.
This is now the presentation of the Golden Jug.
First off, let's stand up and give a round of applause to our winner, T-Bird. We're wondering here, did you have any performance-enhancing substances in
there was
that,
a marijuana discussion with you.
Yeah.
Did you go to that well?
No, I was kidding. But what I really did was a little bit of chia seeds, a couple of little candy bars for some sugar, and I just drank a ton of water.
Chia seeds. Now, that'll clean you out.
I don't even know what those are.
Chia seeds will clean you out.
I read it online, man.
I read it. Well, you sound like you might have been
Googled
taking some indica
before
here.
An eating contest?
I read it online, man.
I was on Reddit.
You're not even sweating, by the way, right now. This is, and you know what? Callis over there looks very bitterly disappointed in himself.
He's sick. If he did not hear that on mic, he's
probably
sick, folks.
He's very sick. T-Bird,
I feel great.
About 90
he
seconds.
He feels great.
Well, Pony, this is what had me changing my tune. I thought it was Callis's race about 8 minutes in. 90 seconds to go, I noticed Callis kind of trying to put a good face on it. T-Bird starting to look very calmly over at him as they were tied. And just calmly down the rest of the dog. He had a hot dog finished and could have gone to six with about 35 seconds
and
left.
And I thought he was at a disadvantage because he was in the bitch seat, too, which is
the middle weird.
seat.
Middle seat of the car.
Yeah.
No. He was able to look down. He was able to look down at Callis, and he did not even think that he needed to start a sixth hot dog.
Right.
Or to start a seventh.
Because he didn't think Callis was going to get there.
A seventh
hot dog. He was watching Callis struggle, and in a very confident maneuver, basically walked across the finish line.
And it looked like you were using the crowd too. You were imploring the crowd.
Oh,
you
a lot of crowd.
You were playing to the crowd. Yeah.
I got to thank all my fans out here.
Yes.
No, it really helped me win.
Yes, T-Bird's Rowdy Rooter.
T-Bird, is this your first competitive eating contest?
First time ever. Well, actually, in a contest, yeah. The only other time I've tried to, like, competitively eat something was at this this barbecue restaurant in Deep Creek, and they had a whole plate of food, and if you could finish it in, like, under an hour or something.
Mm-hmm. You got it paid
got
for.
It for. Free.
Did you?
No, not even close. The food was terrible, so.
Wow.
Ended up, couldn't get through it.
The opposite of a cheap pop for them. Yeah.
Did you think you would win this? I mean, you heard all the talk all the last few weeks. Did you use that as motivation? Did you look at yourself as
honestly,
a legit threat to win it?
Yeah, I knew I was going to win.
Knew I was going to win. You were just laying in the weeds there. You were almost in our promo that our ace Steve Wilson put together. You were almost an afterthought. He just mumbled.
Not only that,
T-Bird.
There was some discussion of whether or not he was even eligible because of the engineer versus producer.
But he is an on-site producer,
right,
which I think takes precedence here. In many ways, you're like the senior most of these guys. Donnie maybe being a bit of an exception.
What
like,
do
two jobs.
What do you think you'll do with the $500, T-Bird?
Probably just pay rent for real.
No.
22, man.
You know what?
22.
And what do you think you'll do with the golden jug?
I will.
Don't let Austin get too
close
to
that. Use it to get dates?
Maybe. Nah, I'll just keep it where I can see it every morning when I wake up, so I know I'm a winner.
There you go. T-Bird, everybody. As they often do, let's get the losing comment here. Let's bring Harry Callis up, because he was in it to the bitter end. Harry Callis, everybody, give him a round.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Round of applause. Callis, you were the favorite.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, hello.
Nice to
your signature.
Not your usual dapper hello.
Oh, man.
Because you're hurting right now, aren't you?
I didn't throw up, but I did spit out the hot dog I had in my mouth. That's what that was. Yeah, I thought, would it be better to win $500 on a trophy or, throw up on social media? So I chose to just settle down. And
you chose dignity over money.
Yeah.
Now, you got off to such a hot start, Callis. What happened? You hit a wall?
That was the problem. So I did starve myself, and that did come back to bite me because I downed a lot real quick, but I did not pace myself very well, and I started to feel sick eating that fifth one. I had the first three down comfortably. Four was a struggle. But, yeah, pace was not good there.
And it looked like you switched from the conventional eating style to the dipping of buns and separating the hot dog
right,
and the bun.
Because I think I was consuming too much water, too. I was eating and drinking at the same time, and I think I consumed too much water there, yeah.
I was going to note that your original style, I think, also played into you getting out ahead of your skis because I described it as a bear attacking a campsite. You were going both paws in there. If you could do anything differently.
Yeah.
Again, if this happened again next year, what would be the change in strategy for Harry Callis?
I'd drink less water, and I'd assemble the hot dog properly first.
Donnie Football with us. Donnie,
you were
Pop's pick to win, and you really never threatened. I hate to be so blunt and honest.
I still finished with five. How many did Harry Callis finish with?
Five. I guess back to five.
Yeah, five. So he tied for second, Pony. He did. He kind of was slow and steady down here at the end with his Hulkamania shirt on.
I wasn't the heavy favorite, okay?
You were the second favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't
the... So you sound like you're okay with your with the result here, with your showing.
Yeah, I mean, like regular size hot dogs, you probably like double what we just did. So that's double figures, which is what I was looking for.
I do feel pretty validated in saying once I saw quarter pound dogs were involved, I knew we were not getting to double digits.
I mean, you guys got like the biggest hot dogs you could possibly get.
So when did it start to hit you that this was going to be a difficult thing to do? Take us through it.
Probably like the moment I saw the hot dogs.
But how did you feel while you were eating them compared to the double stack challenge last year?
I mean, I just thought after the first one, I was like, I'm going to waste way too much time if I eat this like an actual hot dog. Like, I actually probably should have gone with the Seth strategy, but I just went with bun and meat separate.
I think there's one other person I really want to talk to right now, and it's a guy who made waves and actually gained a lot of fans for his complete...
Get over here, Austin.
Well, I was going to say somebody else.
Oh.
I said gained fans.
I'm proud of Austin's effort
here.
How
many did you get to there? Three full? Three down?
I got three full, yeah. I mean, the line was set at 2.5. The goal was always to go over that.
And that was with small hot dogs.
That's what I did. That was with small hot dogs at Dollar Dog Night at the Pirate King.
Yeah, so he really ate six, which shattered expectations for him.
And a cavalier, relaxed style.
Yes, that was the approach that I wanted to have. Everybody else is going to start just gulping everything down. relax, eat it like you're actually eating an actual hot dog, and just like you're at a cookout.
Josh, do you think that the mustachioed appearance you put forth today helped you with the relaxing style?
1,000%. It seems every time I go mustache, I hit better in wiffle ball. I'm just better at everything than I do. As I channel my inner Paul Skeens, which helps me tremendously today.
There's one more person I want to bring up before we get to Josh. A guy who I think made a ton of fans for his complete indifference to this process, and that's intern Dom. Get up here for a second. You ate one hot dog. You appeared to be eating it as slow as you possibly could get. Seth ate four. Seth did pretty well. He had the best strategy. Dom won big fans online by being utterly disinterested in winning. You're wearing sunglasses and a shirt that says the final boss. You're like Glass Joe or Gabby J in Punch-Out right
now. Dom, you sucked today. What happened?
I mean, what do you want me to say? You want me to cry? I mean, I was bad.
Do you blame last night's hot dogs?
Care. No, I care. I messed up with my strategy.
Which was to what? Eat as slowly as possible?
No. My strategy last night to practice.
Oh.
You're getting killed by Callus. And now he's choking. It's coming back. Uh-oh.
Myers, get ready. John,
all right, your strategy killed you. Sore stomach. Didn't have a chance.
It backfired. I was sick coming in, to be completely honest with you. I'm surprised I got one down.
And we're sick having watched you. Thank you.
Final thoughts here, Josh. You've called a lot of big events.
I have.
Where does this compare?
It's at the top. How couldn't it be? I mean, I almost threw up just watching it. So, you know, it was special. A gutty performance by Callus, first of all.
Yeah.
I thought he had it. Then he hit a wall at the end. But T-Bird out of nowhere. This is what we do.
This is what sports are about.
That's why they're not. The hot dog eating contests aren't played on paper.
Exactly. You live for the upsets. You live for the untold stories, and we got it with T-Bird. How could you not be happy about it?
I mean, he was a guy who emerged from the shadows. Nobody had any high thoughts about him. High thoughts, pun intended, because I'm still not convinced he isn't just chilling right now, loving life. Pony, I said we could see history here, and I think we did. T-Bird came from out of nowhere to win this thing. And when it really, in a way, going away, because you could have easily gotten down at least half of a hot dog.
Right. I mean, it's what this turned into. In horse racing, you see with the Kentucky Derby, they concentrate on the top two or three horses, and then somebody comes out of nowhere to win. And that's what we had today, Josh. And when you're behind the microphone of a moment like that, the juices had to just be flowing for you.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever had that thrilling of an experience as a broadcaster. The final minute of that,
yeah.
T-Bird Callus back and forth. I was going to return this hat to Amazon tomorrow, but now I'm going to...
Is it going to go in the trophy
case? I'm going to hang on to it now. It's
The tag is
I'm going to hang this one up in the house for sure. It's a great moment for sure.
Well, definitely one of the greatest moments in our radio station's history, and maybe just radio in general.
Yeah, I think this is something, you know, we said it's the inaugural one. I think there will be a second, a third, a fourth, many more. So many people, Pony.
Long after we're dead.
Oh, yeah, I think this will continue millennia into the future.
I was pretty sure for a while that this might be the first and last one because
no.
Who knows what was going to happen in here. But, yeah, we got to run this back next year.
Yeah, and all the people that bet someone would puke lost their money today. That was one of the favorite bets.
House just scraping it in here.
No, that was not an official puke.
Yeah, not an official puke from Kouse.
It was a spit up.
Yeah, it was
like a baby.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A little fat infant.
Yeah, it wasn't like it did not come from the depths. From Callus. A lot of people helped us put this together. Chef
yes.
Homer from Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, go check out that restaurant.
Very
fabulous
cool.
Place downtown.
They also
Earth
were
person,
like perfectly
cook.
Cooked hot dogs,
yes.
Too. And
do you have
an
appetite
team,
to eat
yeah,
hot dogs
I actually
now?
Do. I'm going to eat one or two of them.
Yeah, all the social media people.
100%.
Ben Tenuta, our boss Craig Riley. They let us use the Bowser Theater.
Too. We had a cheering section. And thank you to the contestants. You guys, in all seriousness,
yes.
Put yourselves out there for this, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
You can text us on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. We'll be right back after this. Malzy, I'll tell you what this reminds me of right now.
Yes.
It's like what happened with hockey. The season ended so late and went right into the offseason.
No time to digest
Panthers
it.
Panthers won the Stanley Cup, had a parade. The next day, guys are getting traded or signed elsewhere.
Yep.
That's where I'm at right now. We just had this iconic moment in
station history.
Yeah. Our first hot dog eating contest. And minutes later, we're back just
to
doing
sports.
A normal show.
Yeah. No, I'm having that same kind of feeling. And I'd love to talk more about it because we had a staggering upset. The man only known cryptically as T-Bird.
Came out of nowhere. What were his odds? 10 to 1?
Yeah, Jason in Slippery Rock. T-Bird the winner. He beats Callis in an upset of epic proportions akin to the Jets over the Colts. T-Bird has legitimized the AFL here.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. That's where we find Mike Florio. Brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, we just had all our producers here at the station compete in a hot dog eating contest. They had 10 minutes to eat as many dogs and buns as possible, and the winning score was 6 in 10 minutes.
Wow. You know, on one hand, that's disappointing. On the other hand, it's kind of refreshing. I'm not a big fan of the organized gluttony and the celebration of human beings gorging themselves with as much food as they can. I don't get it. Although it was comical when Lardass had all those blueberry pies in the movie Stand By Me, I'm against competitive eating.
Mike, I am forced to point out, since you're on the video call, you're saying this in response to Andrew's question as he wears a hot dog themed polo shirt and a large hot dog hat. Novelty ads.
Mike,
so
our listener
perfect.
Did bring up the Jets-Colts Super Bowl III game as he compared what we just had here to that game. If that's the biggest upset in NFL history, what is the second biggest upset?
Ooh. Probably the Patriots losing to the Giants in Super Bowl 42.
I like that off the top of your head.
18-0, lost 17-14 when the Patriots had steamrolled everyone all year long. I remember that morning. One of my son's friends said, the Giants are going to win. I was like, oh, shut up, punk. You don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, that was probably it.
Mike, you know what? The Jets, I have another segue. How bad do you think it's going to get for them this year? I guess what? Aaron Rodgers has now blamed Robert Saleh as the reason, like, there was so much commotion or there's something out there.
I was wrapped up in all this hot dogs hijinks. I didn't see that story.
He missed all that time, and then his people are starting to get out ahead of it and make it seem like Robert Saleh is the reason this is a story. Bottom line with that team and with that player, do you expect it to actually hold together here for an entire season, or do you think this is going to be ending in fireworks and before week 18?
I saw Rodgers somewhere talking about the 2024 season, presuming he's going to play 17 regular season games. The guy's played 4 snaps of regular season football since January of 2023. He's 40 years old. One of the things that makes his game unique, his mobility. Your muscles can still generate the same force, but the fibers are more inclined to say, no, not today. Not today, old man. Tendons, ligaments, you get injuries that are the product of having a body that is 40 years old. And, you know, other than Tom Brady, a lot of guys just fall off the cliff when they get to 40 at the quarterback position. So this idea that he's going to play all 17 games, I'll take the under on that. If that's available on DraftKings, FanDuel, or wherever, I'll take the under on Aaron Rodgers playing 17 games. The other thing is the Jets completely bungled the absence for mandatory minicamp. By calling it unexcused, that was one of the biggest mistakes any team made the entire offseason, because Rodgers eventually is going to show up for a training camp press conference. And we saw him take a flamethrower to the Packers 3 years ago. He's probably pissed off. Hey, I've been telling you guys for months I'm going to Egypt. I've been telling you when I'm going to Egypt. And you're making me look like I'm selfish, like I'm stupid, like I'm putting myself ahead of the team. I suspect he's probably pissed off that they allowed this to become a big deal. And either he's either going to say so directly, or you're going to see these reports where he's blaming this person, blaming that person, blaming the other person for the team basically being a mess right now.
Mike, let's get into the DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket lawsuit. That shock, I think the NFL was surprised they lost in court this first go-round. There's clearly going to be an appeal that might get dragged out for a while, but you've got obviously a law background. Put it in terms that our listeners can understand in ways that it will affect them or concern them moving forward, what happened in court last week.
Well, here's the most important thing that fans / consumers need to know. For 30 years since Sunday Ticket first premiered, the NFL has been screwing you, all of you, because what the NFL did, it required DirecTV and now YouTube TV to charge a price so high, it was calculated to get you to say, man, you know, I'm a Steelers fan living in Miami, and I'd like to watch all the Steelers games, but I can't really afford to do this, so I'll just watch the crappy old Dolphins on the local CBS affiliate when I'd rather be watching the Steelers. That's what they did. They jacked the price up so high that the most passionate and loyal customers paid more than they should, and a significant percentage said, too rich for my blood, I'll just watch whatever games are available on my local affiliates. They were trying to preserve the billions they get from CBS and Fox by keeping that price so high. Regardless of what the judge does with the verdict, and it's ultimately more than $14 billion they're going to have to pay, regardless of whether the Supreme Court throws them a lifeline and throws the thing out 4 years from now, the message to all the fans out there they've been screwing you. They've been screwing you. And I'm the only one that's willing to say it. And I don't know why that is. And I may not be alive for much longer because of it, but they've been screwing you for 30 years.
Mike, is that in writing that like they had in the course of this trial that they found that in writing there were communications from NFL executives, like essentially saying what you just said in writing? Like about as far as pricing it a certain way where everyone knew what they were trying to do tacitly with that pricing plan.
What happened was something that I experienced back when I was practicing law. And the last 10 years of my practice, I represented individuals who had their rights violated by major companies, usually because they were fired from their jobs. And I would try to prove the case. And usually how it went was like this. You put all the management people on the witness stand. Oh, we didn't know. We didn't consider those illegal factors. No, we didn't. So you prove it with all these other documents and emails and other communications and other evidence that they're full of crap. That's exactly what happened here. All the NFL's witnesses got on the witness stand and said, no, we don't have any side deals with the networks. No, we don't care about this. We don't care about that. And they have document after document that shows that CBS and Fox didn't like Sunday Ticket. They didn't want it to be priced at a level where more people would do it. They didn't want to lose audience to Sunday Ticket. And that the NFL considered alternatives that they ultimately said, no, we're not going to do that. Like getting rid of it altogether and putting all the games on TV, like on a Saturday when you see all the college games on, you go from FS1 to ESPN2 to this channel, that channel. They thought about doing that, selling the out-of-market games game by game to individual cable channels. ESPN was going to buy the package and charge $70 for the full season for all teams. The NFL said, no, we don't like that. So what they say and what they proved in their documents were two different things, and the jury obviously believe the documents.
So how does this change now once this is resolved? What does it mean for NFL viewers? How do you think the NFL then evolves based upon this news, Mike?
Well, they got a decision to make. And part of the decision is, you know, if we don't change our ways right now, we're going to have even more money that we're going to have to pay in the future because the invitation is there. This case doesn't cover the 2023 season. There could be a class action ready to go against the NFL for the pricing of Sunday Ticket on YouTube for last year. For this year, I got my notice last week, $389 for the full year, and I'm already paying $73 a month for YouTube TV. So they still have ongoing liability. Now, if they ultimately win, if they ultimately get the Supreme Court to go their way, it all goes away. But the reality is, and this is why the NFL doesn't like to go to court. It doesn't like to have its dirty laundry aired out there for us to see. We all understand, or we should understand, that they've been screwing the consumers. And if they can be shamed publicly, maybe they'll realize we need to come up with a better way to do this and stop screwing the fans that, football is family. Sure, football is business. They say football is family because it's good for business to say football is family. And ultimately, it's about business. And they've been in the business of screwing their fans for 30 years.
Mike, how does it affect the on-field product with all the loss of revenue if they're going to eventually have to pay off $14 billion? Salary caps and everything else.
The $14 billion comes from the owner's end. It doesn't come from the player's end. So they won't lose anything. The only potential loss comes from changes in the revenue stream if they have to price Sunday Ticket at a more reasonable amount. But you know what? At the end of the day, does anybody really think the NFL isn't going to continue to make more and more? Anytime there's a fork in the road, what happens? The NFL makes more.
Aren't they just going to make it an 18-game season, Mike, to come up? Isn't that going to hasten an 18-game season?
That's one of the things we wrote this week. So thank you for reading ProFootballTalk.com and allowing our thoughts to kind of seep into your brain and influence you. Because yes, I think it makes it more likely that the NFL goes to the union and says, hey, look, our revenue may go down if we change how we price Sunday Ticket. This is where we got to work together. So we need to have 18 games. Maybe we need to have 19 games. Eventually, they're going to have 20 games. I don't know that I'll live long enough to get to 20, but I think eventually there's going to be no preseason. There's going to be 20 games. And when they have threats to their revenue, Let's just give more because we can make more if we give more.
Mike, thank you for giving a very serious interview to a guy in a hot dog shirt and a hot dog hat. We'll talk next week.
For some reason, I want hot dogs right now.
See you, Mike.
See you guys.
There you go. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Is it hard to take the whole thing seriously right now with my garb,
no,
with my getup?
I actually felt bad that I didn't find some gimmicky novelty stuff to wear. I did have two of the hot dogs after we were done, just relaxing style.
So did
style.
I. Tremendous.
Very easy to eat hot dogs when you're not on a timer. I think the timer causes problems for people.
If you were in the competition, do you think you could have beaten T-Bird 6?
See, that's what I'm saying absolutely, because I ate two and I feel good. But if
he
the
said
timers,
he felt good after
if
six.
The timer's working against me, am I going to cave to the pressure? I think the answer might have been yes. We are
the champions, my friend. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. I just posted the video on X of the final minute of the Fan hot dog eating contest. I had not seen this. I only watched it live. You can go back and listen. Can you go back and watch on our YouTube page? I'm not really sure how that works.
So here's the best way to do it, I would say. Instagram Live, I think, was Craig, our boss, manning his phone and having it stream directly.
Yep.
If you follow at 93.7 The Fan on Instagram, I know that Instagram Live videos then can be put back out. You know what I mean? You can watch the rebroadcast. So that would be, I think, the easiest way to do this.
And that had the audio with it, too?
It should, because okay. Craig was like right in there, gonzo style, filming this. I'm telling you what, man, Paul Alexander, we had a great gallery. Tamyra Rush from News Radio 1020 KDKA.
My
reporter.
Wife showed up to give moral support to all the
Tamyra,
contestants.
Tamyra, your wife, Sarah, Donnie's girlfriend. Alexander was in there like at a boxing match, a very interested observer. Two things I noticed very quickly, Pony. Whenever they'll tell you, whenever a boxer gets hit hard and they're actually hurt, they'll do the bring it on. That's like a bravado thing. And whenever a boxer shakes their head no, they're actually not hurt. They actually really aren't. T-Bird was shaking his head no when we were trying to exhort him and say, are you down and out here? He kept saying no. He was brushing dirt off his shoulder. And I saw Callis attitude-wise change dramatically with about 2 minutes to go.
He I don't know if you've wall. Seen the video that I just posted, Dom, but just look at Callis's body language.
Terrible.
He looks like a defeated man.
He also sat when he should have stood.
I didn't even think about that.
T-Bird stood the whole time. T-Bird, Donnie, and a couple others. Sean, don't call me Randy
All
Myers.
All of the great competitive eaters stand.
Yeah, they don't sit. You got to be, like, active.
If
look
you
at him,
put
man.
Seth Lundy's technique and dedication and the craft.
Yeah.
If you inject it into Harry Callis, I think Callis runs away with it.
I'm not sure he does, man. I think Callis bit off more than he could chew.
Well, but
in
I'm
every
saying
way.
if he stood up, if he had prepared better, if he had done all those things leading up to it properly, he would have won.
He had very bad eating technique. He was going almost for laughs. Like, he has these big hands and he's just like he's double handing hot dogs.
He man. Needed to eat a half a hot dog in a minute to tie.
And he couldn't do it.
T-Bird, and he couldn't do it. And in this video, you just see him shaking his head. I don't have it. I lost it. It's reminiscent of, I've not watched the Buster Douglas Tyson fight in a while.
Mm-hmm. I love that fight.
But it's like the underdog, at some point in the fight, it clicks, hey, I can actually win this thing. And that's what T-Bird played with. And Callis, once he hit the wall, it occurred to him, I'm actually going to lose. I'm not invincible.
Do you know what happened?
I am not an immortal.
Here's where it happened. In the Tyson-Douglas fight, Tyson finally catches him and he knocks him down, but he beats the count, gets saved by the bell, right? The next round, Douglas comes out and just starts whooping him, just firing at him.
So it's like the knockdown didn't even affect him.
T-Bird took an early knockdown because Callis got out there like two hot dogs to none, I think, almost everybody.
He set an electric pace.
And then T-Bird just very quickly ran him down.
Yep.
Impressed T-Bird, and T-Bird already sent us his Venmo to collect.
Oh, he wants the $500. As he should.
He
won it fair and square.
I have a suggestion for next year. Now, it can be a fake one of these. We'll give him the money the real way, whoever the winner is. We need to get a fake 93.7 The Fan massive check, like in Happy Gilmore. Fan Industries. It doesn't even have to have any of the stuff a real check has. It just has to look enough like a check, and we just have $500 hot dog champion in it.
I honestly think Austin is celebrating his three hot dogs harder than T-Bird's even celebrating the actual victory of the competition.
So I think there are three big winners here and three losers.
The listener, number one, big winner.
Well, okay, then four. But of the contestants, listeners, the biggest winner. Then obviously T-Bird, he won. Then I do think Bechtold goes in there as winner number two because he beat the number people set for him. And that was a number set when we thought it was just the regular size hot dogs. He ate the equivalent of about six.
Yep.
And then the third winner is intern Dom, who if you're not going to win and you're actually going to embarrass yourself, you might as well make a bit out of
it. Do it in style. He put his sunglasses on.
Yes. Dom did a phenomenal job. Gentilly was watching on the stream and said, I am a fan of this guy now. I am a fan.
So making a complete mockery of the competition.
Here's what I genuinely believe about Dom. I actually think his stomach was hurting and he was like, I'm going to show up and do this. I'm not going to back out, but this is my way around it. I'll put on the sunglasses. I'm too cool for school. And then I'm going to calmly eat exactly one hot dog in 10 minutes. A pace my 2-year-old, by the way, could outdo.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.